As Faisal Shehzad tells his story to investigators, questions arise about why someone like him would become a terrorist. He once seemed to be living the American dream, an immigrant who had gained U.S. citizenship after earning 2 university degrees and getting a job as a financial analyst. But Sridhar Nawaz at the Atlantic Council points out that even some of the terrorists who attacked the United States in September 2001 came from affluent families.
These are not the uneducated suicide bombers who are being used and hired locally. These are the people that feel that they can do something spectacular.
Gerald Post, the author of Mind of the Terrorist, points out that American newspapers quote officials close to the investigation as saying Shehzad told them he was inspired by Anwar al-Awlaki, the U.S.-born Muslim cleric hiding in Yemen. Awlaki has used his sermons on the Internet to try to recruit American Muslims and turn them against Americans.
It's not you. You're not the problem. The reason you're not finding the satisfaction and accomplishment in your life is it's them. They are taking it away from you.
Post explains how Awlaki tries to convince his audience that Islam is in danger.
One, the Muslim as victim. Two, the necessity for defensive jihad. They, the West, are out to destroy and shame Islam. It is up to us to defend Islam. And three, the person who martyrs himself for the cause is higher stature and will be rewarded in paradise. Well, that's a powerful series of messages.
Both analysts say Shehzad's transition was gradual and came about from a combination of religion and anger. Post points to the numerous trips Shehzad made to Pakistan since 1998, when he first came to the United States, and the fact that his hometown is close to the Pakistani region where the militants are now being targeted by U.S. drone attacks.
There's intense anti-American sentiment in Pakistan. This has been magnified by some of the drone killings of targeted assassination, basically, of Taliban leaders, in which, unfortunately, there is always some collateral damage. But this has been magnified by Al-Qaeda and the Taliban talking about the actions of America killing Muslims.
The analysts note that American Muslims are part of mainstream society and for the most part do not face discrimination like they do in some European countries. But Nawaz says that's not enough. There should be more moderate Muslim voices to provide an alternative to the Awlaki's provocative messages.
Which I think has been a failing on the part not only of the countries like Pakistan where some of the terrorists or suspected terrorists appear to come from, but also on the part of the United States public diplomacy, that they need to focus on bringing those leaders of the Muslim community from India, from Pakistan, from Indonesia, who make a lot of sense and who can relate Islam to modern times.
The analysts say the core issue is how personal frustrations among young Muslims can turn into political causes that drive them to kill. And this can be averted if the message of clerics like Awlaki can be countered by moderate Muslim voices. Ravi Khanna, VOA News, Washington.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。